Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy. And time you checked out the new Series 2 HSV Sports Cat with sport suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Listen up, people. This affects you. We have got a bonkers Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hi, guys.
Everyone in attendance,
yes.
Let's go. Musical guests today.
We've got the Struts. I'm so excited. They're going to do an acoustic
bang
version of your Body Talks, which is such a great
These
song.
These guys are good.
You'll love this, Australia.
Hang about.
Get ready for that. We're also going to chat to our lovely friend Lee Sales. We haven't chatted to her since she had yogurt chucked at her.
That's right.
We'll see
what
how
type
she's
of yogurt?
Recovering.
That's what I want to know.
Oh, that's right. We'll see if she even knows what type of yogurt it was.
We'll get to the bottom of that. Gone Wild. We love this.
Yeah,
Mick and
favorite.
Jane Gone Wild. So much news from the animal kingdom. Vultures vomiting.
What?
And,
just a heads up.
And dolphins are involved.
You love dolphins.
I do, and you're not so
mad
on
them. Cannot stand them, personally.
I don't know anybody who doesn't love a dolphin.
Adorable. Adam Gilchrist will join us too, because we are once again on eve of the third Ashes series. Yes. No,
and are we
Smith.
Finally going to get to talk about why
I'm doing it today.
Hugh Jackman is
Hugh Jackson
giving you the pip?
And I will mention why, and I will list all the men who do.
All right.
We will get to the bottom of that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We've got so much to get through on the big program today. Can I, off the top, if you don't mind, congratulate you or get you to pass on to your better half?
Yeah.
The Utopia last night was an absolute rolled gold cracker.
Well, it turns out people do watch the ABC at 9 o'clock at night.
Did it go all right, did
awesome.
It?
Went all right, yeah.
Good on
so
it.
That was good.
Were you watching, Jane?
I watched, but Rob doesn't watch it with me.
Well.
Oh, he's seen it.
But he won't sit
he's
down.
He's seen it. He's been editing it. Where is he?
He's in another room.
Really?
Do you know what he's doing?
He'll be on PlayStation or Xbox.
He'll be down the basement making a spruce goose.
What do you mean?
Bottling his own urine. Like Howard Hughes. He's eccentric. He's nuts. He's mad.
Rob?
No.
Did you watch it? You would have loved it.
Rob's eccentric and mad.
Because you know who was on it, don't you?
Well, Chris Brown.
Dr. Chris Brown.
I believe this is Chris's his first big acting debut.
He was very good,
but he was very good. And there is a clip I was still going to play you. It's Chris arrives at the...
Did you cast that? You did, didn't you?
No, I don't believe it.
You know who should get Rob?
Rob did.
You know who should get?
No, Rob cast Chris.
Yeah.
Did he?
And this is Chris arriving at the authority to have a meeting with Rob and everybody there.
Yes.
He arrives, and this is what happens with the crusty receptionist.
Sorry, I can't see any record of an appointment.
I think Rhonda organised it.
Didn't speak to me.
Chris!
I'll have to issue you a temporary pass.
This is Eileen.
Hey, Eileen.
You would have seen Dr. Chris Brown on TV?
Are you on the ABC?
No.
Then I wouldn't have seen you.
Very good.
There's a lot of
you know, my favourite bit was every time that someone was referring to their report, they had to take them out of the wrapper.
I know, how good.
I actually asked Rob about that because it was crispy, right? It was the wrapper that made a lot of noise.
Yeah. Sound
it had to be the right type of.
You
anyway,
can check that
well
on
done all.
Thank you.
Get involved. Yeah. High rating.
You've got your television show on tonight, too.
Yes. And can you please watch? People, I know
people
it's the third Ashes Tour tonight.
Well,
we know it happens.
We'll wait till the front bar's over
I'm going to do a rain dance. Yeah, watch front bar and then watch the Ashes.
Yeah,
I mean, it would be un-Australian to watch the Ashes.
Would be.
Hey, we've got Gilly
Channel
coming
7.
On a little later. We'll get to the bottom
Channel
of that.
Channel 7, 8:30, that one's on. Yes, we are going. Oh, sorry now.
Well, it's my friend of yours.
It is very sad because Tim Fisher passed away. And
you knew him, did you? Am I banging it on a bit there?
I admired him. I thought he was quite a very intelligent, articulate
Nationals
man.
Leader, right?
Yep. Nationals leader.
He was the Deputy Prime Minister and probably on odd occasion the Prime Minister, guessing.
That's true. He became famous also for wearing an Akubra before anybody else tried to
one
rip
of my
that idea.
One of my favourite hat wearers. He's up there with Molly and Dr. Harry Cooper.
No, it's very
Dr. Harry
true.
Cooper is underrated in the hat wearing department.
It's true.
And Gus Mercurio.
It's very good. Oh, Gus wore a beret, didn't he?
Like a little pig cat. Like a piggy blinder.
It's very young age. Tim died at 73, but he did have a form of leukemia, and it is said, or there was a possible link to Agent Orange because...
Got my grandfather.
Of course,
is
did
that
it
right?
really?
Agent Orange,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. He served in Vietnam.
They still don't like to acknowledge it.
That's sad. An end of an era, and we say pass on
seemed
our condolences.
Like a very sensitive politician, and he was with gun control with John Howard at the time as well. So
that's right.
He was, a very smart man.
He was.
Can I ask, did anyone here have him in the Deadpool?
No.
What? talking about the Deadpool now.
We've got to bowl it in at some
that's
stage.
Not no, not, that's not fair. No, not at some stage, yes. Stage, like someone, in a year. I mean, not the day he's
probably,
gone.
Is he paying out? Probably. He would approve of this.
He wouldn't approve of that.
He would.
I don't think so.
Did anyone have him?
A little too soon.
I don't know. Does anybody have him?
A lot of money at the moment on Kirk Douglas. Like, really. People have gone all in.
People
have got Michael Douglas here. That's his son.
Yeah.
Kirk Douglas has to be close. A lot of smart money.
Did anyone have Peter Fonda?
No.
Because he went this week, didn't he?
Off Broadway.
Yeah.
Ralph Macchio.
Dick Van Dyke's going
Oh, Dick Van Dyke. He's getting up there too, isn't
Dick
he?
Van Dyke. Sorry, I just saw a clip of Dick Van Dyke.
He's not dancing anymore. Those chimney sweat days
oh, no,
are behind him.
You've got to take that back.
Oh, stop Jane.
He is Spruce Goose. He is singing along. He's singing Mary Poppins songs.
Really?
He's got a barbershop quartet.
Kinnicky?
He sings with them.
No,
don't you go
oh,
there
is
again.
Oh, he dead, is he? Oh. I think I tipped that.
We're
I
not going to because we're... Dave?
I don't think we
not
need
today.
To find it. No, I think we're out, Dave. We'll do it another time. Everyone's heard the Kinnicky bit.
No, we've got to play it, I think. It's only fair.
You lost a cast member this week, did you, from Greece?
Jeff,
yeah.
I don't know that he has.
Pardon me. I may have gone. I might have called it too. No, he's very unwell.
He's very ill.
Sorry,
he's
pardon
very,
me.
No, he was married to my sister, and she's been in there, and he's not doing very well.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
You're almost wrapping Olivia up.
I had him in the Deadpool, and I was really hoping.
But you were saying, "Oh, okay, like, all right, well, let's move on. You don't have to harp on about it."
She
could
have gone with me. Like that was when you're on air, you support each other. But she's got
that is the most hideous.
Kinnicky.
All right.
You rest in peace.
You bet.
Well done, Tim Fisher. Good job.
Big show coming up.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Struts in live soon. Lee Sales in the second hour as well. Gone Wild. Big show.
Whatever.
Kennedy. What?
What do you mean, whatever?
I just get disappointed sometimes.
Why? Problem.
It's just other men.
You're up and down today.
You really are.
What's up?
Hugh Jackman's got me. You know, I just really don't appreciate his antics.
Come on, grow up.
You know the problem with... So Hugh Jackman's come back to Australia.
He's doing a massive tour around
Australia. Jane, he's doing an arena tour.
He's filling arenas. A one-man show.
A one-man show in arenas that are getting 5-star
It's incredible.
Reviews. Sydney Morning Herald, 5-star. Age,
wow.
5-star. 5-star. Have you got a little clip from it?
Sure, here he is.
I still call Australia home.
He gave me strength to journey on.
So catchy.
Here's my issue.
What?
He's making us all look bad. And this is my problem with men.
That's why now I get it.
Who overachieve, who are just too perfect, who women admire, the kit and caboodle, the triple threat, whatever you like to say.
Mickey, let it go.
It really shits me.
No,
it's
he
not
can't.
On.
He works very hard
he
for it.
He needs to be taken aside and given the chat. Dude.
But these men are not
you need,
Johnny come lately.
You need a pot belly.
Yeah.
Okay, you need a little pot belly, all right, you need another chin,
yep.
Right, and you need to develop a hobby like making suits out of human skin in a basement, right? Can you do something?
There's quite
because
a few.
Right now, it's annoying to me.
And he's a super nice
bloke,
too,
you know?
He goes,
you
know
what he said in his concert? It's like a dream come true for me. I go, mate, what dream of yours hasn't come true?
Yeah.
Jackman, he's at the top. You know who else is annoying me at the moment?
Who is? These are men that are annoying
Hemsworth.
Me. Well, a lot of them.
The Hemsworth.
Chris
Hemsworth.
Thor.
Well.
Thor.
So, you mean because he's probably, he's on like earning $112 million a year.
Million bucks.
He's got a beautiful hot
she's
honey
hot.
Spanish
she's
wife.
Yeah.
He's got gorgeous kids.
He's got a house
kids.
The size of,
he's got
of a Westfield
shopping centre house. He's in the
guys
most successful film.
Girls
of
love
all
him.
Time.
Yes, Jane.
And he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Reasonably good looking. Like between us, if we were both in the same room, it's a bit of a...
50-50.
But like, why? How did he get everything?
Because
why is he?
There is a link.
And he's nice. He's a good guy, right?
Yep. There's
good
a link.
Good guy. He's got a hot wife.
They worked
he's
very
made
hard.
$112 million last week, last year.
Yep.
He's got maybe. You know what?
What?
Do you reckon the Hemsworths would adopt me? Mickey Hemsworth.
Maybe.
Why can't I be
like
a Hemsworth
little,
brother?
I like a little
plaything. Be Liam.
Yeah.
Be Liam.
Could you learn from them?
Chris, Mick.
What would you learn?
Little Mickey. Well, I'd move into his house. He could carve me off a couple of rooms up the back.
But I think...
Don't go down there. Mickey Hemsworth isn't out of bed yet.
That's right.
Hemsworth!
They're all motivated guys. And they
133353.
They do
off.
The shopping.
Okay.
They're hands-on, so I don't know if you're up to it. Hugh Jackman helps around the house.
Here's a name you might...
I know he does.
How do you? Yeah. Is this in your wet dreams or is this in some kind of...
No, he does help around
the
house.
I bet you he does.
I know he does.
I bet you he does.
He walks seems the like dog. A good husband.
He is a great husband.
And a good dad.
Seems in love with Deb.
He's in love. He's got great kids. He works
you,
hard.
I hate you, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Well, there's a few people.
If I ever
people.
Run into you, Hugh Jackman...
Who else?
You will get a piece of my mind. Well, here's one a little closer.
What? Right?
Your Dr. Chris Brown.
Well, now he's an actor.
Well,
yeah.
He's not only a world-class vet.
Doesn't live in Bondi. He's a liar. You see, he doesn't live in Bondi. He calls himself a Bondi
vet. He did live in Bondi.
Yeah.
He used to.
Like, you know, reasonably good-looking.
He does seem perfect, doesn't he?
He seems quite funny.
Well, he pretty much
is. Nice guy.
He's got a great sense of humour, but not too square.
Do you
pretty
think
edgy.
He,
yeah.
Yeah.
Is he, would he turn more heads than me walking
around? Yes. Yes.
I would like to see, though. You know
who
what?
Else? Who else would you put on that list, Jan Kennedy?
Well, actually, I'm interested in what Joe's got a suggestion, and I'd put this one on my list as well.
Sure.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Mick. How are you?
Yeah, who's shitting you, Joe? Who's making us all look
who's
bad?
Who's too perfect?
Biggie, you brought this up a couple of times. Roger Federer.
Oh,
Roger Federer.
Oh, he is. I like him.
Take
a lot.
Your cow and get stuffed. He got a cow. Switzerland gave him a
he
cow.
He is a utter champion. He is the king of Switzerland.
She would be bored. You would be bored with him.
I'm not. I've had a conversation with him.
What?
I wasn't bored at all. We talked about twins. We
watch
talked
out.
About
his wife
champagne.
Will get you. His wife will
actually,
get you.
She looks a bit scary.
Have you got his jeans out there where he's playing the piano?
Oh, he can play the piano as well.
He can play the piano.
I could only think of tennis and nothing else when I first started. Once I began taking time for myself, that's when I truly started winning. My time off the court is just as important as my time on. Because tennis is just the beginning of my story.
He's sensitive.
I'm just getting started. My life, my genes. Authentic genes with all-day comfort.
Come on.
See, he could act.
He's a dork. He's dorkier than the current Bachelor. Who, by the way, you would throw on that list, wouldn't you?
I'd throw Matt Agnew, the
he wouldn't
current
have
Bachelor.
You. He would not have you.
Oh, seeing that
he'd
I'm...
see you on your second glass of rosé at lunch and go, are you sure you need that
I'm
one?
I'm probably old enough to be his mother, so
you know,
that's
you know
probably
what
a good reason
El
why.
El Dorco.
Don't yeah. say that. He's a good guy, and he's our go-to astrophysicist, I'll have you know.
133353, give us a call.
Yeah.
Guys, who's making us all look bad?
Yeah.
Who do you...
There's plenty coming right. through.
Had you, Jackman?
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You can get involved online too if you can't get through on the phones, and that's a Kennedy Malloy on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as well.
Hugh Jackman really shits me. I've said it. I'm out. It's better once
but
you acknowledge
but
it.
But if Hugh was listening now, if he was driving around, it was for good reasons, Hugh. It's because
you make us all look bad.
You make all the blokes
He's
look
pretty
bad.
Perfect.
You need to calm the farm. You need to just take your foot off the gas, get a little pot belly going. Work on a second chin.
You're a quintuplet
chin.
Threat.
Just stop it. Just stop it. Yeah. All right. Stop being so perfect and good and stop making women swoon. Stop dancing your way through life like you've got gay abandon.
Well, he does very
it's annoying
well.
Me. So we're starting to go through a list of and the men
well,
have called
Chris,
in.
Chris Hemsworth
saying,
Chris is one
Hemsworth.
That you put there.
Good Lord.
I'd like to put Dave Grohl there.
Dave Grohl.
Do you think Dave Grohl will go?
Don't you think guys would?
But I think guys like Dave Grohl.
Oh.
I think he'd go, I'll allow it because you're an old school
you're
rock
right.
hound. And you provide
because your line's very fine. So you're looking at more perfect-looking, chiselled.
Well, there's guys who are too perfect, and I said Dave Grohl, I don't find perfect. I think he's still grungy
he's
enough.
Still slightly flawed.
Plenty of chinks in the armour, I reckon, with Dave. Yeah.
Did the greatest encore I've ever seen of Foo Fighters. I talked about this before.
Yeah.
When the second to last tour, I think
yes.
it was, when they went backstage at the end of their concert.
Yes.
And you could see there was no sound, but just a picture of them in the dressing room.
Oh,
and they were having an argument.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it became apparent they were arguing about how many songs they should do for an encore. So they're out backstage and he's putting up one finger and then
one,
they're waving him off. And he's doing
two.
They got up to seven and the crowd out the front is like, they're in the conversation.
Yeah.
Has it got to about seven? And when they came out, the joint roared. All right, here you are. I don't like him either.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we've had a few callers. Should we go to...
Yep, sure.
Well, let's go to David. Hey, David.
Hey, how are you?
There's somebody that fits the, I don't like him because he's too perfect. Who's that?
Who?
Bradley Bloody Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
Now,
right.
That's a good one.
Now, I'll go with this.
Yeah.
Because I don't get it personally. I don't get why he's the sexiest man alive.
Well, he's really good looking, that's why.
Is he?
Yes. Yes.
Seems a bit mousy to me.
Mousy.
He doesn't.
Why do I even need to explain?
The Rock's good looking. Why isn't The Rock on the list?
The Rock is good looking. I had The Rock there and you said The Rock doesn't count.
Because guys like him. Because Bradley Cooper, we're suspicious about Bradley
Cooper. Well, I like Bradley. I understand
why. He's too popular with the ladies for my liking. Well, and it makes me think he's on the move.
No. He also speaks fluent French, as well as being a great singer, director, actor.
Here we go.
Have we got some of Bradley Cooper speaking French? Let's listen.
Pour être capable de chanter avec elle. Et là, il y a pas de trucage.
Non,
c'est vraiment votre voix.
Oh oui.
Mais j'espère que tu peux regarder ça dans le film.
Laugh it up, girls.
Exactement.
I speak French.
Do you?
I do. Yeah.
Well, yep. Do you? Can you speak French?
Hey.
You're fluent.
Michel, vous travaillez? Non, regardons la télévision. Pourquoi? S'il te plaît, maman, encore 5 minutes. Les Dupont arrivent dans une heure.
Is that from a play
you've
done?
No, that's from the ALM French lesson book from year 7 French. Wow. People may have understood it. Do you know,
yes,
I say you're impressed by that. You're impressed by
someone
who can speak another language.
Yes, I am.
So do you find Kevin Rudd hot when he speaks Mandarin?
胡主席先生, 您在我们的国家是我们最尊敬的客人, 希望你们能够休息一下。
Is that doing it for you?
Oh, yes,
I'll say Bradley Cooper, fine.
No.
But all of a sudden, K-Rudd,
you're
not in the same...
Kevin 07, ba-bow. No.
Katie, who is it? Who should we all be bothered about?
It drives my partner crazy how much I talk about Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, yeah, he's on the list.
Yeah, he's up
he's
there.
He's had it too good. He's on one of
he's
those.
He's got a
pretty
hot
boy.
Wife.
Is he on the sexiest man alive list?
Yeah, yes, generally.
He's on the rich list.
Yeah,
who's
funny.
He play? What's his best role?
Deadpool, isn't it?
Oh, something else besides Deadpool. What else has he been in, Katie?
The Wolverine one. Has he been in those? He's pretty good in those. He's funny and
you mean Wolverine
his body.
With Hugh
oh
Jackman.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, they're
really...
best mates. Yeah.
Yeah, they are mates.
So when you're with your partner, do you imagine you're sleeping with Ryan Reynolds, Katie?
It's a bit personal.
Maybe. No comment.
Thanks, Katie.
All right, there you go.
Oh, there's one from Fred. Hello, Fred.
Fred. What Fred?
This
hello, one was
Michael.
On.
Hello, James.
Who, Fred? Who?
Who makes you look bad?
Good old Georgie Clooney, mate.
Oh, yeah, maybe his antics too.
He does.
Yeah.
He's married a really hot, smart,
and she is
annoying wife.
Hot. Yeah, I don't think he's all that.
Really, he's good looking.
I think he's got a team of PR agents who are constantly corralling and putting out stories. And,
really?
And covering up the truth.
Ooh. Which is what?
What's your truth, Mickey?
Conspiracy.
Well, here's a conspiracy. Here's one.
Mm.
Yeah. I'll give you one.
Yeah.
You know how they came out? You go, you think, oh, he's got the beautiful, smart wife who does good. You hate her.
Yeah, I don't like her.
She's. We
she's
should
fake.
Do women who shit us one day. She can do that one. She's on your list.
Yeah.
But so you say so he's got the impossibly great wife.
Yeah.
He's a
now
good
he's
looking
rooster. Twins.
He lives in Venice. He's got a house on Lake Como.
Yeah.
And then I heard he got into alcohol business, and all of a sudden overnight his tequila brand was a $1 billion.
That's true.
At $1 billion. It is true.
It is.
You know why?
Why?
He bought all the tequila and bumped up the price.
Oh, really?
So he went over to, well, this
cool,
is
that's conspiracy. A good conspiracy theory.
Allegedly, I should point out. But
that's
not uncommon. It's like buying a painting that's worth $10,000 and then getting your mate to buy it for $1 million and
bump
go,
it up.
What's now worth $1 million?
Yeah.
Wow.
Apparently. So if he's prepared to do that, I put it to you.
Or is that just clever business?
Oh, so
because he's got so much money.
So now his chicanery is impressive to you, isn't it?
It is. He can't lose.
What is wrong with you?
It's a win-win for me.
All right.
From George Clooney.
All right, I think we're done. Are we done?
We are done.
Oh, you want to keep going, don't you?
Oh, there's so many, but that's all right. I'll keep them to myself.
Who's up next, Dave?
We're coming out. Oh, the Struts aren't too far away, playing live here.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
The Struts are going to play live on air in about 5 to 10 minutes and Lee Sales in the second
They're all
hour
setting
as well.
Up.
Yeah, can't.
We're covering a fair bit of ground on the show today.
And
we need right now to turn our attention to the greatest sporting contest in the world, which continues tonight.
Yes.
From Headingley, Leeds. It's the third test, a fair bit at stake. No, Smith, here we go. Big test for the Aussies. Can they do it without, the tree the whole forest is built around?
Yeah.
Why don't we ask a man who's been there, been to the show so many times? Well, he just sits at home and watches it on TV now.
Oh, now we can. First year he's done that.
He's with us. It's Gilly. How are you? Adam Gilchrist, come on in.
Good evening, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, we're really good. We're really good.
Today, I understand you haven't even come into the studio. You're such a couch potato now. You've been watching tests on the couch. You're just lying there as we speak with a hand on your pot belly.
Mate,
going,
bowl of chips in front of me. You tipped me off too about the fight, you know, fresh pair of track jacks each day.
That's right.
Mind you, I was watching Jofra Archibald or Steve Smith last game. I actually went through two pairs in one day. That's a price spell.
Well, that's what you want, isn't
how
it?
How far back would you have stood for him as a keeper? Were you thinking that? Were you going, oh, how far back? That'd be right back.
Yeah, long way back, probably 25, 30 metres, which if you, for those that can't judge that distance. Think of that white circle in the one-day games that has the field restrictions. If that's standing on the edge of that, that's probably where you'd be standing.
Wait.
The deliveries from Jofra Archer. That's,
wow.
All right.
That's the pace we're dealing with.
What do they do? Would they, just before we get on to the locals, would they bowl for, what do they do? They're tipping a bit of rain. What's the conditions? Do you think if you win this toss, you bat bowl first? Do you throw the ball to Archer and go run amok?
Yeah, maybe. The confidence of the Aussie batsman would have to be somewhat down, particularly, as you say, you chop down the main carry tree in the middle of the forest, and that's Steve Smith. Yeah. They've done that. And an old saying about in England, don't look down. Traditionally, you look at the pitch and you make your decision. They say, don't look down, look up and make your decision. And Headingley in Leeds is exactly where that rule comes into vogue. If it's overcast and dark and a little bit drizzly, at least have a bowl.
And now, if it was a bit drizzly and no one could watch any of the game happening, where would they go in Leeds? And where would you head to? If you've been to a local pub, paint a picture for us.
Paint a picture for Headingley. tell us what you're up to. What's the vibe there? It's Leeds,
overcast.
Right?
Always overcast.
Overcast.
Really?
What are you drinking when you're in the pub there?
Something as dark as possible.
What about the food, Gilly?
Chip buddy.
Chip buddy.
When I think of Yorkshire, I think of pudding. I think of Leeds United Football Club. I think of comics with very big bow ties. I think of darts. I think of darts players. Am I in the right terrain?
Yeah. Oh, the darts, of course. That's a big one. But the Leeds Rhinos, that's the rugby league team.
Yeah.
Their stadium backs right onto the back of one of the grandstands at Headingley. So that was always a bit of a fun way to kill a bit of time if it was raining. Get out there and have a game of touch footy in the mud, in the water on a Premier League team's pitch. But let's hope the.
You had a few big nights, though, in Leeds over the years?
We had in the change rooms, we had the Canberra Raiders come into the change rooms after we had won a test match. They were over there playing in the World Club Challenge, Mal Meninga and Laurie Daly and all those.
Okay, guys. Now you're talking.
And destroyed our change rooms. And that was just over a couple of quiet post-game drinks. They weren't even celebrating. But one of the players had their head put through the ceiling.
What the hell?
And there was a bit of bubbling too, I'm guessing. So there's a bit going
Let's
on.
Hope not. Hey.
What would you have sat down to eat? Do they do the lunch thing there, two teams together having lunch?
Takeaway fish and chips.
I think you hit it. Bread roll and you put chips in it?
That's the chip.
I think that's about it. I reckon most of the players after Lords last week would have been getting a doggy bag and vacuum sealing it from Lords and taking it up north to Leeds. It's not quite the extravaganza it was down south. But, like in the north.
Gilly, congratulations to your boy. Is he 8 years old today?
Oh, little Ted gets a mention.
Little Ted.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, little Ted Meister.
Mate, he a whole lot of Lego and a new bike. So life's good.
It's as good as it gets for an eight-year-old.
That's like Christmas and birthday in one.
I know.
And what are you going to do to celebrate?
Where does he go for, what's his type of favourite food?
We'll say to the kids.
Bit of a burger.
Favourite restaurant.
Yeah, what's his favourite restaurant?
Dinner.
What's his favourite restaurant?
We're off to Kiki Japanese for sushi.
Japanese!
Playing a different game to what I was on my
Would you ever imagine that, Gilly? You having a bit of sashimi on your eighth birthday?
What happened to Vegemite sandwiches and a packet of sultanas and a cheese stick, mate?
The modern world, hey? Modern world, globalisation. I don't mind it because they've got good dumplings there too.
Oh, that's good.
Good.
Now, Gilly, we're encouraging everybody to tune into the cricket after Mick Molloy's show, The Front Bar's been to air, because it'd be un-Australian if you didn't watch Front Bar. So maybe the rain might just help things along.
Yeah, don't you think?
Required viewing. The front bar. Simple as that. You can't, watch anything else without having got yourself through that.
Well said, Gilly. Hey, Gilly, by the way, you're on my list of guys who shit me a bit too. I've just done a whole bit about guys who shit me. Basically Hugh Jackman and Chris Hemsworth, because women love them. Yeah. Guys want to be them. They're too perfect. You're on it. You know that. You're on it.
I think that comes as a bit of a shock to Gilly.
Squeaky
to be told
clean,
he's perfect.
It
does. Jackman, Hemsworth, Gilchrist.
You know what you need to do? I just want to go out and, sucker punch someone. From behind with a coward punch.
And that's why you're not on the list, Mick.
Hit a copper.
I'm going to go and throw that one, that line there of those three names just mentioned to my wife and see how that goes. Because we've got this, she loves, like every female loves Chris Hemsworth, got this photo with Hugh Jackman at this function over here in Perth years ago.
So you feel my pain.
Is it on the fridge?
I've never seen, I'm trying to have my, Mel's in the middle of myself and you, and Mel is literally hiding in his armpit.
Dry humping his leg, basically.
As close as possible, yeah.
Oh, well, you had to get one shot at it. You might as well have a go.
You get my point. You know what I'm talking about. Good on you, Gilly. Hey, Gilly, what happens? Can we win this thing? Can we win it without Smith? What happens?
I think we can. There's no doubt about it. I think that it's the bowlers that are going to dominate the game again up there in those conditions. And looks like James Pattinson might be back in.
Yeah.
So we'll sort of fight fire with fire. And so I think our bowling is as good as theirs. So,
well, we might check in with you, depending on how they go.
We'll check in with you as the test progresses, mate.
Righty-o.
Have fun tonight. Happy birthday, Teddy. Yeah. Good on you, buddy.
Good on you, guys.
Enjoy your dinner.
Yeah, you bet. Up next, it's the Struts Live.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Lee Sales is going to join us in about 15, 20 minutes from now. Kennedy Malloy.
Just quickly, still on men who we like to hate because they're too perfect. Seagulls from Bathurst, Kel Knight.
Kel Knight, that's a good one.
He does seem pretty perfect, doesn't he?
Well, my character had him. Gary Poole from Gary Poole's Pools. Kel Knight.
My kids love Gary Poole.
He needs his own show, I reckon.
Hey,
Gary
I'd
Poole
watch that.
Is, you know.
I'd watch a show of Gary Poole.
He's hard to get. Mysterious.
Who's his second wife?
To Pauline Hanson. I reckon I got it. Hey, also, Dangerous Dave gets a mention. Mark Simula gets some sick of that Dangerous Dave.
Well, that's very nice.
Not really recently, maybe back in the Shipman days. In the Bomber Jacket days. Yeah. Keep sending them in. We'll get to them all eventually.
Can I start, please?
Yes,
talking
yes.
About
you're
this
very
band.
Excited.
I'm very excited.
We all are.
Because,
the whole station is.
All right. Strap yourself in, everybody. We have got on standby the Struts, formed in Derby in England 2012. Mm-hmm. And they released their first album, Everybody Wants, in 2014.
Yep.
They are...
You love them. You've heard them, haven't you?
I've heard them. They go off. They are a dance band. You want
fantastic.
To get up and jump and dance. They
They've done covers. They're
they have.
Through it all.
Doing a show tonight where I think there's some limited tickets available for tonight's show at the corner as well.
Is it time, Dave?
Let's do it. Here they are.
Struts. Hey,
your body's hot.
Hailing from Derbyshire in the UK.
Hey, everyone. It's the Struts here.
The Struts have been compared to some of rock's royalty. They've supported legendary groups like The Who, The Rolling Stones, Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue and Foo Fighters, receiving the highest of praise from Dave Grohl himself.
They're the best opening band we've ever had.
Come on, everybody, kiss
this! Currently in Australia on the Young and Dangerous Tour, they're playing shows in Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. And right now, they've stopped by to perform the hit Body Talks. Please welcome to the show, The Struts.
You can snap your fingers if you like that. Your eyes follow like the spotlight, two eyes like the sun. Go ahead, keep your distance from me, soon you're gonna call. When you flick your hair like you don't care and you're asking where I'm from. That game that you're running, baby, you've already won. And you don't know, what you are. Need, what you are. Like. Cause I'm gonna be it tonight. You can be cool, you can be shy. Say what you want, say what you like. But, woo, your body talks, your body talks. Woo, woo, your body talks. You can pretend you don't wanna know. But I've been sizing my head to your toes. You don't need to say a word, cause, woo, woo, your body. body talk. Those lips are a conversation. That face is a song. If it's my imagination, stop me if I'm wrong. I need a no, no, no. What do you need, need, need? What do you like, like? Cause I'm gonna be it tonight. You can be cool, you can be shy. Say what you want, say what you like. But woo, your body talks, your body talks. Woo, woo, your body talks. You can be tell, you don't wanna know. But I'll be the sunshine head to your toes. Yeah, you don't need to say a word. Cause woo, woo, your body talks, yeah. Woo, 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 woo. Your body's talking to me. Ladies and gentlemen, give up Adam Slack on the lead acoustic. Woo! Woo! Your body toss, your body toss. Woo! Your body toss. You can be cool, you can be shy. Say what you want, say what you like. But woo! Your body toss, your body toss. Woo! Woo! Your body toss, you can be ten. To my head to your toes, yeah. You don't need to say a word, cause woo, woo, your body talks. Thank you.
Yeah.
Live on Kennedy Malloy. Tickets for their Melbourne show tonight. You can buy through livenation.com. Sold out show tomorrow night at the Corner Hotel. Sold out show at the Factory Theatre in Sydney on Saturday night. The Triffid in Brisbane on Tuesday. And we're going to bring in right now Luke Spiller and Adam Slack from the Struts to Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, guys.
Hello, Adam. And welcome. Also,
good
Luke.
Stuff.
Hello.
Good. Like a lot. Bang.
Well, that's pretty great to hear. Fantastic. On a Thursday afternoon.
Cheered me right up, that has.
Yeah.
Oh, top good. Shelf. Thanks for swinging by, boys.
And I love the acoustic version too, as much as I love the other versions. Everybody who's around this office is beside themselves.
Very excited.
Oh. Hey.
Yes, because they've seen you live as well. And obviously.
We're coming live. We're coming to see you at the Corner on Friday night. This is probably the best live band venue in Australia, bar none. So
I've heard legendary. People call it legendary.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Well, the Stones, who I know you have a relationship with, or did you toured with the Stones? Yeah. So these guys have played there. Isn't there a story of Mick Jagger kept crawling in through a window to do a surprise gig there one day?
Oh,
check it out.
That's true.
I'm pretty sure I didn't make that up. It was a bit too specific.
Oh, yes,
to be made up.
So you love coming to Australia, and we know that you're sort of touring around. You've been on the road for a long time, and of course, one of the people who we're big fans of, I'm very keen on, is Dave Grohl. And he obviously speaks really highly of you as well. And you toured with those guys. He says you're the best band they've ever had. Back them up. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's an honour. You know, we ended doing one run of their tour with them, and then at the end of it, he asked us back, and then we did another one, and then we went to a party with them.
They're not low-key guys, though. I mean, told me, we've heard some, you know, they're legendary on the road, those guys. They're probably a little bit not as crazy as they were years ago now, but...
He still has, like, three shots of Jaeger and, like, four course lights before he goes on stage.
He still loves going pretty hard, doesn't he?
What's in the Struts rider? What's the essential item? What's the one that you cannot do without?
I can't do without my Bluetooth speaker.
Your Bluetooth? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We were thinking a bit more hardcore than that, Luke.
Yeah, but I hide all my cocaine inside the speaker.
Well, that's very cool. That's very industrious of you.
There you go.
Now, we did hear another crazy whisper that you're a fan of John Williamson, a great Australian
true
guitarist.
Or false?
Is true. That true?
It's true, yeah.
And how did you get on to knowing anything about...
You just stumble across it.
Well, yeah. my dad used to... I used to come in when I was a kid.
Did you?
Like Sydney and Parks.
Park's where the big telescope is.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been and see the big telescope.
Wow. Jane famously wrote a film about
it. We made a movie about it called The Dish.
Called The Dish.
Oh, The Dish.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they have loads of stuff about the film at the place. Yes. Yeah, I remember seeing it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I've spent actually like 5 of my birthdays actually here in Australia.
Really? Well, that's pretty weird because you don't
Which
seem
ones?
Very old to me now, Luke.
Nine the years.
And I brought the CD.
Yeah.
When I was, I don't know, I was quite young. I had like a...
Can you sing like
what's
John?
What's the track that got you hooked? What was the one?
Well, the first one was Waltz and Matilda.
Obviously, yeah.
And then, oh my God.
Is it something that goes like, hey, True Blue?
Oh, this one?
Hey, True Blue.
True Blue, yeah,
Come on.
Don't say you gone.
What about Rip Rip Woodship?
Rip Rip Woodship, turn it into paper.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Adam's really getting into
it. He should support you. He should get on the same card as the Struts.
That's it. Home among the gum trees.
I loved it. I mean, this is how long ago it was. I had a CD Walkman.
Oh, man.
And like a pair of headphones. And I had him in my collection all the way through college. Yeah.
John Williamson, that's awesome.
That
you should close. You should squeeze in a John Williamson number somewhere.
Yeah. Maybe we'll play it over the PA tonight.
Do you get a chance to go out and eat food and go to restaurants when you're in major cities? Do people give you tips on where to go, anything like that?
I went to Lord of the Fries today, which was good. Oh, no, yesterday.
You really
it's pretty
edge,
nice, but I'm sure we've got better.
I went to this breakfast place called Higher Ground or something like that.
Oh,
yesterday.
Yeah, that's pretty
good.
That
was really nice.
Yeah, there's lots of hipsters.
Yeah, very hipster.
It's very baristery land.
Sound very rock and roll up for breakfast. What's happening?
Well, you know, we only just got here. Give us a chance.
Yeah, that's right.
Guys, we love your sound. We're so thrilled for your success.
Cowbell, maybe a bit of cowbell.
We have plenty of cowbell. You'll see. You'll see.
About you. anything interesting?
Jane
there?
Was in a band once called Highly Strung. It was largely acoustic, but if you ever need someone to support you on the road, I'd like to throw their
enough,
hat into
I'm,
the
I'm
ring.
I'm sure you can do better than me and my band.
I
but,
don't know.
No,
I think they'd be fans of the cello. I really do.
You never
I
know.
Love a good cello. That's it. Yeah.
Yo-Yo Ma's a genius.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for performing for us live. We're right around Australia, and we've got heaps of people out in regional Australia listening.
We love that word. Heaps.
Well, you know, we're playing the Corner Hotel tonight as well. Tickets are available on the door. Come down, have a good time.
You'll have a riot.
Sold out show tomorrow night. Sydney on Saturday night sold out, but there is tickets for the Trippet in Brisbane on Tuesday as well. Get the album Young and Dangerous. What a thrill to have the Struts in studio.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, baby, and it's going to be a corker, an old-fashioned, can I say bottler?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to hear bottler. Yeah, radio. Corker, bottler.
A cracker,
a ripper.
Absolutely. Bona fide.
My favourite.
Ah, it's out of control. It's going to be a ripper. Hey, Gone Wild. This is the Animal Kingdom.
My favourite segment.
Me and Jane go wild. Can I give you a couple of...
Give us one. What do you got?
Dolphins. Stupid dolphins.
No, don't
overrated.
Hate the dolphins.
Overrated.
They are a smart mammal and part of the Animal Kingdom
and
who
guess
we
what?
Love.
What? Dogs going to the theatre. Who would have thought
You got
it?
Me.
You didn't see that
no,
one
I did
coming,
not see that coming. Dogs Theatre, and I'm in.
We'll get to the bottom of that.
Yes.
We've got some big news in other departments.
All right.
But let's start at the very top with this woman.
We love Lee Sales. In fact, Mick refers to her as...
The thinking man's Jessica Powers.
What can
Who's
I
Jessica
say?
Powers?
Yeah, I'm so glad you say that. That makes you even more impressive.
The mad chick from Maths.
I'm a lady, I've got dignity.
Please welcome back good friend of the show, Lee Sales.
Hello.
We have not caught up, Lee, since you were covered from head to toe in yogurt. What type
Mick,
was it, can
Mick,
I ask?
Mick, I asked you to keep that between us.
Do you know Mick wanted to know what flavour the yogurt was?
I said, as long as you're not a bloke who bloody blabs and about it, Mick.
Right.
And look what you've done.
Well, I apologise.
You handled that very... expertly and very demurely. Well, not demurely, but...
You went straight on. You know the best I ever saw of that was Prince Charles. You remember when Prince Charles
was
in Australia?
Yes.
And someone attacked the stage And ran the stage, and security guys came from everywhere. He did not budge, and he just kept playing with his cufflink while pandemonium.
Everyone went
around
nuts.
Him.
That was ridiculous.
And you reminded me of his sturdy,
cool, calm,
hardy, cool under fire. Can you explain it to us? Did you see it coming? And I am fascinated.
No. I was at a writers' festival in Perth, and when I started my speech, I could hear somebody muttering a bloke quite loudly in the front row.
How disconcerting for a start.
It was a bit disconcerting, and so I thought, oh, there's a bit of a nutty person in the front row. And then next thing, he's just stood up, shouted F you, and thrown a tub of yogurt at the podium. And I was talking about nothing controversial, it was just bland. And then security sort of tackled him and wrestled him out. And so then I just kept going. But then when I came off stage, there was police waiting to talk to me to take a statement, which was sort of weird. Of course, my phone, then I'd left and went and got straight on a plane from Perth back to Sydney. And then when I landed, my phone was just melting. And I think people thought, oh, she must be rattled because she's not said anything. And that was because I was just on a plane.
Yeah.
But I reckon I had about 55 messages from friends making gags about, oh, good to see you finally getting a bit of culture.
I, in my head, imagined the guy from the Yoplait balloon. Oh. I thought, why is he there? Anyway, well done.
Well, that was handled very expertly.
Now, you've interviewed a lot of politicians over the journey. Mm. Tim Fischer. So did you interview him, and what were your thoughts and opinions of Tim Fischer?
I had, a long but not particularly close association with Tim Fischer over many years because he was the Deputy Prime Minister and I was a young reporter. And he was one of those people that even as a young reporter, if you got sent to a doorstop with Tim Fischer, he treated you like you were Laurie Oakes who'd shown up. He was a very nice,
lovely.
Oh, that's good to hear.
A lovely gentleman.
I'm glad you think that. He's one of the politicians that I quite respect in this country as well.
He was in person. He was somewhat, I would say, of a shy man and quite awkward, but he made up for that with his sincerity, and he had a lot of energy as well. And so he was actually quite a winning personality. And so, he was a very decent person. And he was also somebody, I think, who really, really, really cared about issues and about, policy and stuff like that. So he certainly was not someone that ever phoned it in, if you know what I mean. Like, he really knew the detail of
policy. He wasn't doing it for, the guts and the glory of being a politician. He did it as a hard-working person who'd had a life and had other skills and other jobs.
And you do meet some people in politics, I think, who really are there because they do believe a lot in making a better community and community service. And I think he was one of those people who felt like, I need to try to make life better for people in regional Australia. And that was what he was driven by.
Yeah.
Did Barnaby Joyce steal his hat? Do you think, or is that now mandatory wear for the leader of the National Party?
I'd be surprised if Tim Fischer won't be buried with his hat, because it was pretty much not ever left his head, really.
That's right.
Indeed. Now, we've got a lot to talk to you about, but I want to talk to you about a show called Notorious.
Yeah.
On 7+. Here's how it was described. He's a newly appointed federal judge. She's a high-powered TV exec. In the first 30 seconds of Notorious, the two of them have hot sex in her office. Oh. Then she goes on to solve 6 crucial problems in the seconds before her top-rating current affairs show goes to air. I'm not sure this is actually how top-rating current affairs shows are made. It's hard to imagine Lee Sales bonking her toy boy in her dressing room 5 minutes before going on air. Well, discuss.
You know what I'd say about that, Mick? It's a failure of imagination. Because that happens at 7:30 all the time.
Can we hurry this up? I'm on air in 5.
You don't seem ever flustered at all, Lee, and not a hair out of place, might I say.
It's like a Freddie Mercury concert in Rio de Janeiro. There is a line of toy boys standing at the stage door, and I just give the nod and in they're brought.
You know what I'm going to do? Every time I watch you now on 7:30, I'm going to imagine that. Every time at the start of the show. Hey, we're going to talk to you about 7:30 tonight. Yes, you've got a big story on congestion.
We do.
Do I understand?
We do.
We will get to the bottom of that.
You got it. Lee Sales is with us 7:30 tonight on ABC. More after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Good friend of the show. Sales is with us. Lee Sales, ABC, 7:30 tonight.
Absolutely. Can't wait. What's the lead story? What can we expect from 7:30 tonight, Lee?
Look, we're having a bit of a closer look at congestion around the country, which probably is people in their cars right now sitting in traffic jams.
Dear friend.
Yeah, listening to this.
Honk your horn if you're congested right now.
Yeah, exactly. So we're having a look at sort of how bad it's gotten in recent years, but also what are the projections for what's going to happen with it. So, for example, Melbourne by 2031, people who drive to work are going to be spending an extra 23% of time on the road to get for your commute.
Well, then they won't be driving to work. They need a drone, perhaps.
Yeah. In Brisbane, the same year, by 2030, your commute will be an extra 41% longer.
In Tasmania, horse and carts will be off the road by 2030.
Is there an answer to this, though? What is the answer? Is it public transport?
It is. Well, the experts say it is spending more money on infrastructure, whether that's public transport or roads and tunnels and, you know, all of that sort of stuff. But at the moment, what's happening is people do tend to be moving into the sort of inner city areas of the big cities, Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne. So you're finding there's more people living in, you know, smaller properties, more dense sort of living.
Right.
And so that brings its own issues as well, you know.
The answer is driverless cars. Now, when are they coming? We've been promised these for a while now, and we've spoke to futurists who have said they are not far away. Mm. Will this help, and are they going to be driving around picking people up and dropping people off and doing it like drones?
Yeah. I guess it would help in that you're going to remove some of the human error and the things that slow down human beings when they're driving. So, for example, having a sticky beak when somebody's on the side of the road.
Yeah. Surely not. That's a time-honored classic. My car will be programmed to sticky beak, to curb crawl, to slow down when there's a beautiful woman on the sidewalk. Don't you worry about that.
But then, you know, you have the issues of if there's a malfunction with the driverless car, you know, what happens. So it's really difficult to know. But I think the other effect it's having, of course, is that people do try to work from home more.
That's true. Can I say one other thing on congestion?
Please.
Saturday mornings seem to be a major problem of congestion
horrific,
around the country
they?
Now.
Yes.
And that is because a lot of it is down to school sport.
Yes.
And another dad and I were talking that just, for example, in a city school, if you have to travel 30Ks to play another school, that's about eight families go separately with their one kid. Why don't schools get a bus? Why don't they be smart? And why are we doing eight different cars going out or even more to one game in a school? Why can't people be smarter?
And the other thing I'd endorse is that then if we just pulled it, I've only got to go to one in eight then. I don't have to be watching eight
yes,
out of eight.
Yes, that's right. You've got to pull it. What are we doing eight out of eight?
I've got one for you. What about the tradie RDO? Now, the tradie RDO, the traffic drops by about 50.
It's incredible, isn't it?
I skated to work the other day and then I got there. I said, what's happening? Is it a public holiday? They go, no, it's a tradie RDO.
Yeah.
And so tradies and all the associated works, which is trucks and stuff, associated with tradies, abandon ship. So
why can't we do that with work?
I'm sure I speak for all tradies when I say more RDOs for tradies.
I live in Sydney, so I'm not sure, you know, what it's like in Melbourne or Brizzy. But sometimes in Sydney as well, there seems to be no pattern to the traffic where I can leave the house at the same time. And some days you get just a completely clear run. Other days it'll be a nightmare the whole way. But you never pass a car accident.
That's the most
or
annoying,
anything.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Why am I going slow?
Incorrect. You just wonder what is going on.
Why am I paying a toll and travelling at 15 miles an hour?
Yeah. Well, do you think people are binge watching anything in their cars? You've been watching any movies or films lately, Lee?
Do you know what I did finish the other night? Have any of you watched The Loudest Voice?
Oh, yes. We have.
Yes,
I have.
Tell me this, because I've been talking about it with some friends.
All right.
I thought Russell Crowe was unbelievable, and I was not distracted by his makeup for 1 second. But a few people did say to me that they thought that they couldn't get past the sort of fat suit and the makeup.
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah, I found it not distracting at all.
I didn't think it was distracting at all either. Really well done.
When you said, have you seen it, I meant to say yes, because I've watched Fox religiously for the last 15 years, and
nothing
here is news to me. But I haven't seen that.
No, it's
recommend it.
There is a new film that's just I've just seen the trailer drop today with Nicole Kidman, Margot Robbie and Charlize Theron doing the film version of the story. That's a pretty hot-looking trailer, I tell you. That's just
Also, Charlize Theron, she's playing Megyn Kelly from Fox News. She looks
like a totally different person.
Yeah, she looks like Megyn Kelly.
She looks identical.
It's like she's had a facelift.
Exactly. That's what I mean. I was just like, she doesn't even look like Charlize Theron dressed as Megyn Kelly. She looks fully like she's had plastic surgery.
Well, maybe they do that CGI. You ever seen the creepy CGI they've done to the Robert De Niro latest film out where they now take them back to look younger and they it's really creepy.
No, that's awful. Yes, until they do it for me at 7:30 yes, when it'll be excellent. Then
we can go on forever, Lee.
Don't mention the aging app to Joan.
Oh, why?
You know the app that ages you?
Yeah.
She refused to be on it.
Yeah, I didn't do it, Joan.
See, Lee didn't do it either. Why do we want to do that?
I get a look at how I'm aging in the mirror every morning, Nick, and I do not want any more of it.
We don't need encouragement. Thank you very much. Hey, everybody. Again, we ask you to watch the ABC tonight at 7:30 to see Lee. And
get up on iView as well, because you can watch Utopia as well, if you missed that last night.
So yes, right,
don't forget Front Bar.
Oh, of course.
Front Bar at 8:30.
How's everything at the AB? All good? Everyone all good. Happy?
How's ITA?
It's a very happy camping. It is. Nothing to report. Nothing to see. Move along.
Nothing to see here?
It's not a press conference. It's like that police interview backstage with the yogurt, isn't it?
All right, 7:30 tonight with Lee Sales. Thanks for joining us, Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Nick and Jane. Gone Wild.
All right, Jane Kennedy, let's start down the canine end of the pool. There's always some interesting stories bobbing about. What have you got?
I've got a story about Lola the Golden Doodle. Golden Doodle.
She's can't a say Golden Doodle.
Golden Doodle. Well, a cross between Golden Retriever and a poodle, I'm assuming.
What happened?
In Florida, her mum, human mum, took Lola to Amore's Pet Salon.
Human mum? What are you doing?
Well, not her.
Well, thanks for that distinction.
That's okay. Well, I'm just saying. Human mum took her to the Amore's Pet Salon dog grooming daycare boarding spa.
And now, is this a racket? Is a day spa for a dog a bit of a racket, do you think?
I think it makes the pet owners feel better that they've got to do
something. People who've got no children, right?
Well, yeah.
And I've got a dog, so I'm going to treat the dog.
That's right. Money. And they cost a fortune, these places. She'd
like dog psychiatry.
That's right.
You're
but that
dog.
Is important.
You're a dog.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, dogs
you're
need
a dog.
No, they
fetch
don't.
The ball.
No.
Catch the frisbee.
Dogs get stressed. Get in dogs the back get of the anxiety. Yeah.
And remember, you're a dog.
No, they've got to talk things
sniffing
through with
dog's
your dog.
Bum.
Go on.
So she wanted Lola
a cushion.
To get a fur trim, nails clipped.
Is that like downstairs? Is that like a doggy Brazilian?
It's not the first thing. It's not like a Merkin.
Okay.
It's all over.
It's not a Brazilian for the
no,
dog.
It's not a Brazilian. It's an all over. Right. Nails clipped and teeth and ear cleaning.
That's
so that
pretty
was
much
what
you
the dog's
do
going.
When you go to a day spa.
Oh,
that's
I know.
Everything that you
I need to get my teeth whitened again. Mm-hmm. She got an unexpected and rather unwelcome surprise.
What?
However, when she went to pick Lola up.
What could it be?
Lola came
hair
out of
too short or
no. Poor Lola came out of the back room. Her eyebrows had been shaved off. Did you know dogs have eyebrows anyway?
No, I didn't.
Her eyebrows had been shaved off and they were dyed green and drawn on and her ears had been dyed pink.
Hang on a second. You can't do that without permission.
Wow.
What happened?
She said, "What did you do to my dog?" And the groomer said, "I just felt the dog was missing something."
Wow.
She offered to take it off her, but the woman just said, "I wanted to get out of there and take my dog home."
She can't do that.
You can't do that. She
without
said,
an owner's permission.
She said, "I noticed they'd shaved her eyebrows off and tried to fix the mistake by drawing green eyebrows on her." Do you know what reminds me? It's like those American Pie, those movies when teenage boys fall asleep and their friends draw eyebrows on them.
Yeah, it's a Bucks Party prank. Yeah.
This poor little doggy.
Can I tell you something? And I don't ordinarily suggest this. But this has got bucket written all over it. That dog needs a bucket until it grows out. Yep.
It's so don't mean because the dog doesn't know what's happened. And this is what they said
is
about
the dog's tail down.
Yes, very well. But the tip of the tail.
And what colour is it?
Green. Don't it do?
What do you mean?
They
she did the tail.
She dipped the tail as well.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Well, she's gone rogue, and that's outrageous. And she should be. Is there a decommissioning license, or can you get? Do you have to face a board?
No, I think, a bit of publicity around the world won't go astray. Oh. Although some people might be turned
Can we
on
stay
like
with
that.
Dogs, please?
Yes, please.
Great story. I love this. Canadian service dogs who are being trained in the art of servicing have been ordered to attend a production of Billy Elliot I'm not joking.
At the theatre?
At the theatre. Now, I've got a picture of them in a theatre with their heads poking over the chairs.
Oh. That is so cute.
It's a live production of... And this is to what, Jane?
Well, they sometimes do special screenings for autistic kids or people who are sensitive to light and loud noises.
These are comfort dogs.
Yeah, they're comfort dogs.
Can I say this? If you're going to pick a production, I'm not sure.
Billy Elliot? No.
Billy Elliot. Really? I'm thinking of more Oklahoma. Outdoorsy.
Yeah.
I thought Hamilton they might get into. A bit of rap.
A bit of rap. Yeah. Wizard of Oz, because they're big Toto fans.
Oh, yeah, that's good point.
What should they not go to?
Well, I think that's pretty clear.
Cats. To not send the dogs to a production of Cats.
The magical Mr. Mistopheles might end up backstage, toot sweet.
I just
they were all very good, these doggies, apparently, Mick, I heard. They're very good during this show.
Was there? Imagine how much ass sniffing would be going on the foyer. Oh, hang on. I think that's every production I've ever been to. Were they good, did you say?
Yeah, they were.
Did they report? They turn off their mobiles?
No, they... Well, I'm just looking at the story. All the dogs were reportedly all very good boys during the show.
There's a bit of dry humping going on at the back.
I don't think so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look at them. There's a picture of all these dogs and there are a few empty seats. They've all just got their heads. They need those cushions to prop them up a bit.
I love it. Well done. I can't wait to take dogs.
I've got dolphin stories.
Here we go. After this.
Part two of Gone Wild next.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And this is Gone Wild.
You don't like dolphins, do you?
Here's my thing. I think they're overrated. And I don't like the attention they receive out of everything in the ocean. They're like rock stars, but they don't deserve it. Oh, don't put a dolphin in your net. Everything else can get slaughtered in a fishing net. No, I don't know. We need to say something. This is environmentally
sound. Well, I 100%
put a picture of the dolphin on the bottle.
I'm obsessed and dolphins
love dolphins. Dolphins should be sushi.
I beg your pardon.
Why can't I eat dolphin? What's the difference between dolphin and halibut? Tell me.
Well, dolphins 50,000 times smarter than a stupid halibut.
Yeah, they're a mammal. How do you know that?
Because I do. I know dolphins.
I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. I didn't realise.
They're a mammal.
You're welcome.
I didn't realise I was in the presence of some kind of marine biologist over here.
You are. I am a dolphin whisperer, by the way.
What?
Mate.
I've been out swimming with dolphins.
Have you?
Yes, I relate.
Do you know what
it is?
It's nature's teacher's pet.
Well, that's all right.
That's the dolphin. You know what I want to do? Get down to SeaWorld and jump on command. That's your job. Okay? Everything else.
I have a feeling that's
too much attention.
That's on the outer too.
Goody two shoes.
Well, I'll tell you what's happening. Other people who love dolphins, like women, there's now something called dolphin assisted birth.
Oh, here we go.
This is a newer take on your water birth.
Right.
It's a growing trend.
What you're doing at SeaWorld? Just pop in the pool. A couple of killer whales.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple.
This is happening in Hawaii. Yep. There's a spiritual healing center and they've got some dolphins there. And a woman went there, Dorina Rosen and her husband.
Yes.
They plan to rely on the unpaid and untrained help of dolphins to deliver their baby into the Pacific Ocean. And she said the baby would be able to speak dolphin.
What about a walrus? Why wouldn't you go to a walrus?
Yeah.
Oh, let the walrus have a go.
They're just giving up on the world, the walrus.
Haven't they?
just can't be bothered.
What about a dugong?
Same thing. And they're very ugly to look at. Sorry. Anyway, guess what happened?
On the inside.
This woman went to all the trouble of seeking out this dolphin. They're all set for the birth.
Can't be doing that.
And guess what? She went into labor early and she had to have it on dry land. Sorry, Mrs. Mermaid. It didn't work out for you, did it?
She needs a lot of water to break. Now, I tell you what, I would allow that if it was either or. Like, I'm sending in a dolphin, but I'm not coming. In my place.
Don't you think? I think you've got to give dolphins another go. Have you had a bad experience with a dolphin?
Happened? No, okay. You know
a dolphin tried to crack on
you? Do you know what they are?
Had a dolphin reject you?
Dolphins are root rats.
I know.
You know that.
They're horny.
They crack onto everything. Well, and you know why?
Why?
Because they're on drugs, Jane.
What are you talking
Listen
about?
To this story. Dolphins like and use toxic puffer fish to get high.
How did they know that a puffer fish can get them high?
Dolphin experts deliberately handling of the terrorized puffer fish implies that it's not the first time at the hallucinogenic rodeo. Here's what they do. The dolphins were filmed gently playing with the puffer fish, passing it between each other like a bong. Oh, I would suggest.
You're joking.
Every 20 to 30 minutes at a time, and then they would be out of it like a zombie.
Wow.
Normally they attack their prey and tear it apart. They get the pufferfish and they just bat it around. It, hey, like man, pass the pufferfish.
It is.
Dude, stop hogging the pufferfish. Doing all that. Dude, you're bogarting. You're bogarting the pufferfish.
That's unbelievable. See how smart
pass the sardines.
They are.
I've got the munchies. So then they go out, they get high as a kite, and then go and dry hump.
Stop
some
with your aggression about the dolphin. Yeah.
The dolphin's,
peaceful, man.
Good for
peaceful.
They're stoners.
Come
they're
on, stoners. They are stoners.
They are. Yeah. They will, I tell you
they
what,
giggle.
They will assault you one day. You think it's all.
No.
They do it. They've been known to
they
do it.
They don't assault
they
people.
They attack women
I'll
in
tell you,
pools.
They'll assault you.
Yeah.
Not very kind about them at all.
I'm over them. I've got a story about the vultures here. Do you want to go for it or are we done?
Let's go. Let's hear it.
Okay, just quickly, I'm over the dolphins. See that? Yeah,
it's
vultures, nature's like, you know, goody two shoes. Yes. And then down the other end, the vultures, you get a bad deal.
I quite like a vulture.
Well,
do
I
you?
Do too.
I think they're industrious.
I'd love to go to the vulture fights. How good would that be? I like the way they scare them. They alert you to what's going on.
Yes.
Like they're
what
the,
have they done? Why have
they
got a story about
in
them?
The jungle? All the other animals look up, and if you see the vultures circling, you go, "Oh, dinner's on."
They seek out death, don't they?
That's got to be all you can eat.
All right,
and off they go.
What have they done?
Well, I'm going to West Palm Beach, Florida. Not the natural habitat of the vulture, I would have thought, but a New York couple's luxury vacation home in Florida has been taken over by a dozen of black vultures who are vomiting and defecating everywhere.
What?
Oh, sounds like an Airbnb.
During schoolies.
Vomiting.
Imagine vomiting. No, vultures would be intimidating at the best of time, but they turn up and just vomit everywhere.
What the hell?
And vultures are very big.
Well, they are.
They're big
maybe
birds.
Not these ones. Maybe these have got that.
And defecate.
What's the eating disease?
Bulimia.
Bulimia. They scavenge food and then throw it up.
Oh, yes. Well, that's what they have.
Maybe they've got issues.
Yeah.
But if you, a vulture's terrifying enough, but a vulture turning up at your house and just throwing up.
Yeah.
Oh, but you know what? They blame the neighbour. Have you read this story properly?
What happened?
All right, that's okay. All right. Now we've got to the bottom of it because I actually read the story.
Mm. Right.
Apparently the neighbour is excessively feeding them. She said she witnessed the neighbour giving them bags of dog food and even a roasted chicken.
That's a big feed for a vulture.
That's why they're vomiting.
They have to find their own
food.
I
know. That's nature.
Do you know what they should make that neighbour do? Hold the vulture's hair back while they throw up. All right.
Get it, Emoy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to the new Series 2 HSV Sports Cat. Play hard.
Oh, no. Did
it's
you say Sports Cat?
I did.
You have my full attention.
Today's the day. Yeah. You know, you want to plan what you're doing on the weekend, don't you?
Yeah, you're right.
It's Thursday.
Well, yeah.
Thursday is weekend planning day. Now, if you had one of these babies,
do you know what I'm going to
do? What would you plan?
I'll tell you right now. What? Exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to strap myself to the undercarriage like Max Cady.
Underneath.
Yep. While the family goes on a weekend holiday, and I'm gonna be where the rubber meets the road.
Wow.
I'm the Sports Cat because that's how hard I am.
Yeah. Really?
You
that's
need
how,
to be that.
That's
hard.
How close you are to this vehicle.
I
love
it.
Love it.
I'm gonna starfish myself under the undercarriage of the Sports Cat, like Jesus nailed to the Sports Cat cross.
Because women would love that. So appealing that look.
That's how I'd pick women up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so if I was on a date, I get someone else to drive it round, and I honk out the front of the house, honk, honk.
Absolutely.
Where are you? I'm under here. Look, I've strapped myself to the undercarriage.
But then you could do a tour, and then you could show them everything that the Sports Cat has to offer,
do you know
which
why
is incredible.
Do you know why I wouldn't go on a date, first date in the Sports Cat?
Why is that?
Because she may love the Sports Cat more than
that's a good point.
It'd be like
true.
A threesome.
Yeah, it's the bonnet bulge.
But I don't think you can be fussy at this stage.
She'd see the bonnet bulge and go, oh, sorry, Mickey.
You can't say you can't say bonnet bulge on first dates.
That's a good point.
You could show her, though, your driver's knee airbags.
Hello.
Front, side, and curtain as well.
Look out.
And the lane departure warning.
I love that. It's a great safety feature.
I love that too.
What
very clever. A lane departure warning. It gives you, if you're going to change lanes, it tells you whether it's safe or not.
What about an ejector seat? That's what you need.
That's for if you didn't like her.
That's right.
All right. Excuse me one second. Doink. Come on, Sports Cat.
Thank you, Nick.
We love you.
Find your dealer at hsv.com.au. Now, the front bar's on the TV tonight, 8:30 on Channel 7.
Excellent news,
Guess
Mickey.
Guess who's on?
Who's on?
Gary Lyon.
You're taking
finally.
It's taken us all year to get Gary Lyon on.
We've been waiting for that to happen for
we
a
are ready
long time.
For him. Yes. We are.
I'm sure you are.
I hope he's going to bring his A game.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Front Bar. Check that out tonight, Channel 7, with Gary Lyon.
Do you know what you're wearing?
Huge.
What are you wearing on telly tonight?
Hang on, let me
a check shirt?
A flannel shirt. Yeah. But a good flanny.
Do you have a good one?
I do. I have going out flannies. I have flannies that don't leave the boudoir.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Three buttons down.
Really?
Do you go for a special colour?
Yeah, what's the...
Depends on my mood. Sometimes I just go straight check.
But I mean, the colours are either, you know, check, red,
blue. Where
are
you going with this, Jane? Are you having a go?
I'm not having a go. You're doing it with a smile on your face,
and you see it seems to be harmless at this stage.
It is harmless.
But I get the feeling
you're in a flanny.
No, it looks good.
Do you know what I've got at the moment?
What?
This is my favourite thing in the world. Mm. I've got flanny tracksuit pants, and it's made from flanny material.
That's right, but that's genius.
Did you see me?
I don't know if you sent me that
I will post you a picture of me and my flanny tracky decks. Ooh. They are so toasty warm. Yep.
They're just like pyjama pants. Is that what it is?
Well, kind of, but they're flanny. It looks like flanny, Dave.
Do you double?
Do you know what? If you're not going to take it seriously.
If you do like double denim, you can do a double flanny.
You've got to be careful.
Can you wear them out?
Get away with it.
Could you wear them down the shops like I do? Wear my tracky dacks and my Ugg boots?
I take them for away games.
Right.
Hey, now, listen, while we're talking football, I want to mention Adam Goode's Doco is on tonight. The Australian Dream?
Australian Dream is in cinemas opening.
Yes, it's in cinemas. It's opening. It's more that you don't have to be a football fan to understand this, but it's worth a look. It's a story
Stan Grant has written it.
He's been on our show. He's a terrific fella. And it's been made at most levels by Indigenous people. So
check it out.
Please go and have a look. What else? Who's on tomorrow?
We have got a lad who's quite experienced now. He's called Hamish Blake.
What's he ever done?
He's getting
my boys like him more than me because of
Lego
show.
He did a lovely message for your boys.
He did
a
very good. We might play it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And then your boys.
But because of the Lego Masters, now Hamish is the golden
kids love him.
Gong.
Everybody loves him.
What are you then?
Do you know what it was? Him and Glenn Robbins' character? What's his name?
Oh, Russell Coit.
That's all I am. I know Russell Coit and Hamish.
So you've
Are you chopped liver?
Yeah. Nothing.
Oh,
Mickey.
Nothing. Drive past a billboard. Nothing.
You get enough. Yeah. Who else have we got on? We got Akmal. Oh, that's right. Great.
Hey, we had the Struts earlier today who were fantastic.
Great.
You want to check that out?
Tonight.
Yes, at Kennedy Malloy. And yeah, we'll see you for a big Friday, Kennedy Malloy. Come on.
Another premium selection of Kennedy Malloy. For a premium sports 4x4 range, check out the new Series 2 HSV Sports Cat with sports suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard.